I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Babies born prematurely need special medical care in a neonatal intensive care unit. To talk about what goes on in the neonatal unit today is Dr. Sarah Taylor, Associate Professor of Pediatrics in the Division of Neonatology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Taylor, what are some of the typical reasons that infants might be admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit?
The vast majority are there because they're born early. They're born before being full term being 37 to 40 weeks gestation. We also have babies who might have special needs at birth, and we're there to take care of those, but most of the babies are premature.
What has changed over the last several decades in the neonatal unit?
Taking care of premature infants has changed quite a bit over the last 50 years. Really just looking to even something as recent as the 1990s, huge advancements in supporting the health of preterm babies where more survived, which was wonderful to see. And when you see parents of babies who were born premature in the 1990s, one of their first things they'll say is, my child survived. And then as we got into the 2000s, though, we realized that so many babies survived, but some of them were doing better than others. They had better development. Their abilities were higher. And in the 2000s, we started looking at why. And we found that certain aspects of neonatal care were associated with better outcomes.
And what really made the difference?
So one example is nutrition. Babies who received better nutrition had higher abilities later in childhood. And now we have standardized preterm infant care where all infants get fantastic nutrition to achieve those outcomes for everyone.
And what about families? What is their role when an infant in their family ends up in the NICU?
Now that babies are surviving and able to do so much more, our role is to help those early days be as normal as possible. So bringing the families in, letting them be there to enjoy the fact that this new baby has entered their family, and helping them be a part of the baby's basic care, such as diaper changes, taking the temperature. A mom at home always takes the temperature. Well, why can't she also do that in the hospital?
And this role for the family can be done safely. In other words, these are fragile babies.
Nowadays, we realize that being held skin to skin with mom and dad right on their chest actually improves their health. So we're not only doing it and finding safe ways to do it, but realizing that that holding is also a therapy in itself.
And this is currently going on. That's a typical interaction for many of these babies.
It is going on every day in the neonatal intensive care unit and really becoming our standard of care, that babies be held as often as they can safely be held.
And what about support for parents or the significant people in the baby's life?
One thing that makes sense when you think about it is parent partners, which are people volunteering, coming to the nurseries who've been through it. So they've been through the same circumstance. What better person to give you support than someone who's been there?
And these are stressful times.
Very stressful times and very unusual. Until you've been through it, really hard to realize what it's like to take a normal, wonderful birth experience and put it in the intensive care unit setting.
Dr. Taylor, thank you for providing this information about infants and families in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.